Once again, Lance Armstrong is wearing the yellow jersey. Earlier today, Armstrong won the 15th stage of this year's Tour de France, taking the overall lead from Frenchman Thomas Volker, getting that much closer to what would be a record 6th victory in the race. Keith Richburg is the Paris bureau chief for the Washington Post. He's covering this year's tour, and he joins us now by phone from Paris. Good to speak with you.
How are you?
So tell us what happened today.
Well, today was actually quite exciting. It ended up being a sprint we've now seen a new challenger emerge to Armstrong, but he really didn't do very well in today's 15th stage. That's the Italian rider, Ivan Basso, who's been keeping wheel-to-wheel with him. And the big surprise was how the person we thought was going to be the main challenger to Armstrong, the German rider, Jan Ulrich, really dropped pretty far back. So now we've got Lance Armstrong once again in the yellow. He's built up a pretty impressive lead now over Basso, and if he can hold on to that lead now, it's coming up until Sunday, he's going to do something which nobody's ever done before, which is won 6 straight Tour de France's.
Well, Lance Armstrong was briefly in the lead earlier in this year's tour, but going into the Pyrenees just a few days ago, he was, in sixth place, 9.5 minutes back. Once in the mountains, though, Armstrong seems unbeatable.
Absolutely. He really shows that he can turn it on, and that's the real key to Armstrong, which is he's a versatile rider. The reason the Frenchman Volker was doing so well was because he's a good sprinter. He's very fast, but he couldn't keep up in the mountains. And we've got a lot of guys who are good in the mountains every year, but they're just not sprinters, and that's the real secret of Armstrong. He can do both, and he can do both very, very well. He really is good in the mountains.
There's another specialized kind of race within the Tour de France. It's called a time trial. That's another Armstrong specialty. Tomorrow there's a big one, and it's in the mountains.
Absolutely, and it's the first time they've ever done this. It's at this notorious peak here in France called the Alpes de l'Huez, known among cyclists. It's the mecca of cycling here.
Or the Heartbreak Hill, if you will.
That's Heartbreak Hill, absolutely. And it's got 21 hairpin bends, and they're going to actually race against the clock, one at a time, going up the 21 hairpin turns, going up this massive peak here, all in a time trial, and to see who can make the fastest speed. It's going to be very, very interesting. The first time ever they've had a time trial going up this peak in the Alps. And the trick is now, because Armstrong won today and he's in the yellow, he gets to go last. So he knows what time, he will know exactly what time he's got to get to stay in the lead.
We're talking with Keith Richburg of the Washington Post about the Tour de France. Lance Armstrong took the lead today. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. There has been a lot of controversy about Lance Armstrong, as always, and the Tour de France. Just before this year's tour got underway, a new book was published there in France that laid out new allegations or fresh allegations that maybe Lance Armstrong was involved in doping. What's been his reception? And first of all, he's rejected all of those, denied it. Nobody's ever caught him. But there's been what's been his reception among the people in France in this year's tour?
Lance Armstrong has always had a fairly bit of a difficult relationship with the French press, and a better relationship, but I wouldn't say a warm relationship, with French fans. The French appreciate a winner, and he is definitely a winner. I think, on the other hand, this year they really wanted to see a better race. They really wanted to see someone else challenge him. And I think it's not because of any anti-American sentiment or anything like that. The French, I think, are good at separating their sport from their politics. On the other hand, I think, he's been there now 5 times. Nobody's really been able to challenge him. Last year, he looked really pretty vulnerable. And I think this year, you saw this young French rider, Volker, who kept the yellow jersey for more days than anybody anticipated. And people really just kind of wanted to see a challenger, and especially, if possible, a homegrown French challenger to Armstrong. That's just not going to happen. As for the doping allegations, the suspicions have always been there. He really blasted a French television crew a couple days ago. He had accused this crew of trying to get into his hotel room to look for evidence of doping. But the more he wins, the more people kind of just respect him.
Explain to us, we always use the phrase, he's now wearing the yellow jersey. There's a ritual involved in the yellow jersey.
Well, they have these different jerseys for different for different events within the tour. Then the sprinter gets the green jersey. The best climber gets another color jersey. The yellow means you're the leader overall in the race, because the Tour de France is really a series of separate stages. And as you win the stage, you get to wear the yellow. Sometimes Armstrong would always say in the beginning of the race, it's a 3-week race, that he didn't like the yellow jersey. He didn't want the pressure of being the leader and having to protect that jersey. He was perfectly happy to let someone else take it. And we've seen this in the past now. He always likes to get the yellow jersey on as you're going into the final stretch here, into the final week.
And at the end of each day's stage, there's a local event at the finish line where the leader, the man in the yellow jersey, takes the podium, and there's always a couple of very attractive young ladies.
Very attractive ladies. They give him a bouquet of flowers. They usually give him some kind of a stuffed animal, a little stuffed brown lion. He stands on the middle of the stage with a young lady on either side of him. They give him a bouquet of flowers, which, of course, he hands right back to somebody. He kisses the pretty girls. You know, it's quite a show. It really is. And for the towns involved in this, it's great. They get, you know, millions of people turning out to see these events, and it's going to be amazing tomorrow in the Alps at this ski station, the Alps West. There are already, I'm told, a million people converging up there watching this time trial.
Well, speaking of that, we have an email from Robin Dewey in Athens, Ohio. My coworker and I were just discussing the tour. He was expressing outrage that tour officials allow spectators on the course. All it would take is a disgruntled French fan, or Spanish, Italian, Belgian, you get my point, to snag Lance's brake lever, as happened last year, and he's on the ground, perhaps with a tour-ending injury. What's the story here?
Well, you know, that's one of the things about the Tour de France. It's always been kind of an open, you know, an open tour. Fans come out to cheer on the riders. I mean, they're not supposed to interfere. That had been a fear actually last year, coming in just after the Iraq War, that perhaps there would be some kind of a terrorist incident. But, you know, they really can't block the entire route. I mean, every day these riders are going 120, 180 miles, you know, through mountains. They can't block the entire route, and the fans do line it up. It's one of the most watched sporting events in the world, and very little they can do about that.
Well, Keith Richburg, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Keith Richburg, Paris Bureau Chief for the Washington Post, who's covering this year's Tour de France. And as we mentioned earlier today, Lance Armstrong of the United States has taken the lead after today's 15th stage and now looks set fair to win what would be a record sixth Tour de France Championship. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.